Syndicated.
Come on, guys. Episode 13.
What the?
What?
You suck.
Let's go, Tori.
You suck.
Is this how we starting?
You suck.
I guess so.
Tori. You suck.
I had to listen to my playlist the other day. Yo, this shit just amps me up so much.
You know, this is a very underrated theme song.
Intro? Yo, right? Facts. Shout out Kurt Angle, son.
This is a very underrated one. It's nowhere near like top 10, but it's not near top 10, but it's good. It's a good one.
Definitely.
Like, it just amps me up.
Favorite theme song.
Y'all ready to pod?
I'm always ready to pod.
Hold on, let's turn the shit up. Y'all ready to pod?
I'm always ready to pod. I'm always ready to pod, man.
And just so y'all know, Eon's doing the editing now, so he's gonna have to edit all the shit in.
All right.
Oh, are we right? Oh, we good?
All
right,
so. Are we bump cutting or?
Nah.
Oh, fuck.
Nah, I think we started. Nah, we good.
That's fine. All right, then.
All right. I completely forgot.
I think
this part out, too.
I think we could start.
Because I was recording also, so it's fine.
Bumbleclot.
Welcome to
I'm tight. I completely forgot.
Nah, it's fine. I'll edit this part out. I'm just saying that the entire time we were doing the whole Kurt Angle spiel, I was recording too, so I did get that.
Nigga, stop editing and all of a sudden just forget the rules, right?
Yo.
Nah, it's fun.
Now, to be honest, during the podcast, Michael would keep pressing the fucking explosions. I'm just like, oh, god damn.
Yeah, Mikey. Yeah, Mikey, you should probably chill with that for a while.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. But I think that not like last time it was very excessive only because one, we were together, two, I was off the Henny, and then three, like every conversation we had was just very like passionate and emotional.
I feel that.
So it's probably why the gunshots were like in excess and a lot. I'll chill out. I'll definitely chill out today.
I understand that.
I bet.
You know, I got two words for you, Mike.
You suck. Wow. All right,
man. It's not gonna make it. Yeah. Actually, do y'all want to save this so I can just keep make it easier? Just, no? Or just keep going? Let's keep going.
Save on.
Keep going.
All right, bet. All right.
Let's get it.
You guys are ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, welcome to another episode of the You Good Podcast. I am DJ Eon.
It is your boy, New Mike. Stay blessed. In the building.
Okay. It's your boy, McJiggy, a.k.a. Jiggy Juice in the cut.
And we're back, y'all. Episode 13.
Oh, it's in Halloween, too.
Halloween's right around the corner. October, son. Fall season. We just getting started, yo. Thank you for continuing rocking with us, man.
Figgity.
So, like, we're here, man. How's everybody doing? How y'all doing?
I am great. Man. I think I'm Can I start?
Yeah, give us
yeah do you, yeah. bro. All you.
First, I'm going to ask, can everybody hear me?
Can everybody see my screen?
So I'm doing great right now, only because for the first 10 episodes, I never really like heard my voice. Like, I don't like hearing my voice, right? So for the first 10 episodes, I just let the podcast run, and I never really heard the playback. And then episode 11 and 12, I started like actually hearing my voice back, and Jiggy and Eon never told me that I sound like I'm in a parallel universe.
Bro, I told you all the time.
Like, my audio.
Don't be frightened.
My audio was terrible. And like, they told me.
I always said, Mike, turn your fucking fan off.
They used to tell me that my audio was bad, but I didn't know how bad it was.
You got a faucet dripping.
I said,
moving turtles out the way.
Yeah, so I had to make some readjustments.
Turn off your AC. Why you got little kids, you know, in a playground? Why are you recording in a playground?
Look. I record by window, and there's kids that play outside the window and, you know, on the other side. So, you know, sometime the sound get picked up. Also, in my household, it's very noisy. There's a lot of commotion that goes on. So, it's time that you can't hear me. And I never really had like a proper mic. Like the laptop mic was just picking up everything around me. So I decided to change that. I got a new mic. Amen. You know, sound good. Hope the quality is good. Hope the audio is good. Hope y'all can hear me nice and clear, because, you know, nobody was telling me that I sounded like I'm in another dimension. But we good now, man. We straight. We good. Yo, we hit.
I said that shit almost every week.
It's all right, man.
I'm glad you got a mic.
Hey, man. We're happy for you. You know?
Yeah, man. I got a new mic, so I'm a new mic.
Oh, God.
Oh, let's go. Come on. Gunshots.
No. Please.
And I'm also gonna chill out with the gunshots, because now that I started hearing myself, I realized I used the gunshots way too much. So
it was a coping mechanism.
Yeah, so I'm gonna chill out with the gunshots. But at least you can hear me clearly.
All right, Jake. What's good with you then, bro?
All good, man. This weekend I chilled out. Again, I told you guys work has been stressing me out. So I took off this Friday and I'm taking off this Monday. And I'm just relaxing, man. Like, they've just been, like, running us to the ground because of COVID. You know, things are tougher for the company, but they're taking out on the people. Not cool with that. So I put in, like, a couple of days to take off. And I was like, yo, I just gotta rejuvenate. Especially, we're talking about, this is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Facts.
That job is just, like, I feel like it was running me to the ground. So I'm pretty good. I'm, like, you know, I'm rejuvenating myself right now. So I'm cool.
All right, man. I'm glad that, you know, you decided to take a reprieve, man. It's always good to, you know, step back and just relax. And I'm good, man. I'm just enjoying my week. Just chilling. Wow. Wow. All
right, so For those that don't know, we have a running joke.
I'm not gonna do this anymore. Just to protect Eon's, like, you know, identity or whatever, to protect his name or whatever. No, we're not gonna lie. It's not a joke. It's real facts. Go ahead.
That's not real. What are you talking about?
Come on, Jiggy. What happened with my guy Eon?
Why are you trying to tarnish my name?
I'm not trying to tarnish. My son Eon had about 5 dates in 3 days. You know,
definitely did not. Oh my God.
Every snap was a different girl, and he was in a different location.
Definitely did not have 5 dates. Yo, I don't know what
the fuck. I was like, how the fuck is this nigga moving so fast? Bro, he was out eating. Then he went out, you know, he was out in the street. And I was like, okay, maybe he's on his way home. Then I see he's at someone else's crib with like a whole bunch of dogs. Then he starts DJing. I'm like, nigga, what are you doing?
Yo, Eon had a very, very, very interesting couple of days. Like, he was in one place with dogs. Next day you see him skydiving. The other day he's bowling. And he's like, you never see who he's with, but you know he's with different people. Eon, I don't know how you do it. I'm not going to tell you I'm jealous, but I just.
You want to know how I do it?
Instant teleportation.
You want to know how I do it? Because I don't do it. I was not on 5 dates. All right, relax.
Yo, I think that was a bar.
This hyperbole. Yo, and Jake, I'm not trying to be a rapper. Yo, you gotta let it.
Yo, nah.
Let it die.
Said, I do it because I don't do it.
Let it die.
Without flexing. That's what he's saying. Nah, come on.
You gotta let it
die. Come on, it's going above your heads. Come on.
Let it die, man.
Yeah, the way we portray Eon is just sick, man. Sometimes.
Yo. Make it sound like I'm some dastardly motherfucker.
Well, you might be. You just might.
I am not.
Nigga, you are. Dastardly.
Like I'm fucking Mojo Jojo from fucking Powerpuff Girls, bro. Just plotting this shit.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Because I remember I said, yo, Eon, yo, you got so many girls, bro. How do you bag them? Eon was like, I don't. I was like, oh! What? Oh, he got it like that?
They come to you. Nah, sometimes you just gotta respect it. You just gotta respect the hustle, man.
I stepped back. I was like, yo, I don't got it like you do.
I'm about to get canceled, son.
Nah, bro. Like, yo, nah. That's like you're saying your confidence speaks for you.
I'm not doing anything different. I'm not. First of all, I'm not even bagging these people, man. I'm just conversing, and then we converse back, and people like to hang out with me. That's it. Damn, and I also like to hang out with them in terms.
Be yourself. That's what you said.
Yo, Jig.
Yo, look at that. The complex. Ooh, it's the complex. It's not complex.
Nah, man.
Come on, Ian. Yo, come get the...
Nah, son. Nah, chill.
Fuck.
Our loyal listeners, you know exactly what these niggas is doing.
Nah, man.
Not about that life. They've been about that life.
You've just been hiding it for
I am not about that life.
Yeah, wow. It's okay, man. It's all right, man. We don't judge, bro. You still our brother. We still love you, no matter what you do in life. As long as you're treating all of these women equally with respect, love, and just treating them the way they need to be treated.
Amen.
There's no problem on my end, man. If they're okay with it, I'm okay with it.
Wow. Can we move on, man? Damn.
Yo, I don't think that was a topic. That's funny.
It was a topic.
Yo, somebody snuck it onto the docket.
Some dick. You know what? We gonna let it rock. All right.
Anyway.
So, trying to ruin niggas' lives and shit. Like, damn.
How we doing today, fellas? What's up?
I'm good. Tori got charged. That happened.
Yeah.
Can we ease our way into that?
Like, yo, just drop the bombshell.
We said we're talking about respecting women, so that's a good segue, in my opinion. Facts. That's a great segue.
Actually.
You see, Mike? Dude, you didn't even know it.
Damn.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So are we addressing this? Who wants to start it off?
I think we should start with you, man. I think you got the most to say. Yeah.
I do, actually.
Uh-oh.
So I'm just gonna give you guys. Yeah, so man. Episode 12 didn't really go the way that I planned for it to go. And in hearing myself back, I definitely heard a lot of the things that I said. And so, you know, hearing the feedback and hearing how people reacted to how episode 12 started, I think I should start this off. First, I'm going to say that while we still don't have any type of concrete flow of events as to what happened that night, I am going to apologize for the words that I said. I think that I was failing to acknowledge the fact that Megan Thee Stallion was a victim in the situation. So Megan Thee Stallion got shot on both feet, and she was the victim. No matter what anybody says, no matter what the he says, she say, something happened to Megan Thee Stallion, and a black woman, a black queen, was hurt. And I think that was lost in my arguments in episode 12. And I did not mean for that to be misconstrued or misinterpreted in any way. I think what I was just trying to say is that we can't just go ahead and say Tory did it because, you know, the whole world wants us to. And I should be able to have an opinion saying that I believe that, you know, there's things that didn't happen. I believe that there's things that are being omitted, you know. I was just trying to say that I believe that we should be able to have our own opinion without just being fully canceled. But in that argument, I don't think that I acknowledged that Meg was truly the victim here. And, you know, one of my arguments was that he wasn't being charged, so that, you know, if he did do something and something did happen, then he would have been charged by now. And then the fact that Friday came out and he was charged, you know, I look like an even bigger idiot. Well, I wouldn't say an idiot. But I look even more wrong than what I was like portraying, which is exactly what I was trying not to do. I was trying not to put all my eggs in one basket because I didn't want to feel stupid. But some of the things that I said came back to bite me, and then now I feel stupid. So the very thing I tried not to do happened. But I just want to apologize if anybody misinterpreted what I was trying to say. I was not trying to say I'm Team Tory. Was not trying to say that you know, Meg was lying or Meg was trying to protect herself or anything like that. I was just trying to get both sides of the story, but I omitted the fact that Meg is a victim here. And for that, I apologize. You know, me having, you know, a black queen as a girlfriend and then having a black queen as a mother, as a grandmother, things like that, I should have been more, you know, more aware as to my words. And I definitely, you know, take full responsibility for that. And plus, you know, I was off the handy too. So it was just a lot of like, just dumb comments that were being made. But yeah, man, Tory's been charged. It looks like the truth is closer to coming out. So we're going to wait for the full truth to come out before, you know, before we say anything else regarding the matter. Because I know Eon's sick and tired of talking about this. But, you know, The truth is getting a lot closer to coming out.
Yeah, son. You're right. I was definitely getting tired of talking about this shit, seeing yeah. this shit. I'm like, you know what? It got to a point where it's very, very annoying. And then finally it rolled around and, oh, he got charged. So I'm like, all right, cool. That's the end of that. that's all I got to say on the matter. That's the only thing I got to add.
I was trying to be, man, I guess, mad annoying. In the middle. But like, Mike, you put in a really good light that a black queen was hurt. A black queen was injured. So regardless of, you know, whether Tory did and Tory not, that's not the matter that we should be talking about. A black queen was hurt. A black queen was shot. Whoever did it should be brought to justice. And I think that's ultimately what we were trying to say. If y'all agree.
Yeah, that's a fact. I definitely agree. I mean, part of me was kind of hoping that, like, what you said, Jake, about yeah. Kylie being the one that shot her was true. That would have been mad funny, though.
To be honest, that,
if it was really Kylie.
I'm moving away from anything dealing with this, but I still low-key think she did. But I'm going to move away from this entirely until all the facts are brought out. I don't want to, you know.
Depending on how this case goes, man, it don't matter. But yeah, it was, I kind of, it got to a point where evidence. I got so annoyed to the point where I started to believe, maybe Kylie did do this shit. Maybe Kylie did it.
Yeah, I was like, yo, that kind of card. That's your money, you know, just pay somebody to shut up real quick. That's what was playing in my head.
But you know what's crazy? Like, even after he got charged, homie came out on Twitter and still is, like, claiming that he's innocent. So I'm like, yo, what is going on here? But at this point, man, we will never know, man. To this day, OJ still says that he didn't do it. So, you know, we never know.
And we're pretty sure he did. I'm pretty sure he did. Like, the whole before world my time, but... Yeah.
So, it should make no sense. Hey, man.
Hey, man, it's over and done with. We're moving on.
A liar always lies, right?
I don't know. That's a fact, man.
Is he still just trying to protect his
image? Yeah. Hey, man, that's... Bro, music money? Industry money now? Like... Definitely making more than it back in the day, and then especially when it comes to streams and distribution. Like, hey man, the goal, they always say that you should secure the bag. They never really tell you how to keep it, and right now he's trying to do whatever he can, hold on to it.
That's a fact. They never tell you how to keep it. That's smart. Mm. I mean, that's really key that you said that, because it's all about how you get it. But then, for example, and Mike, I think we're speaking about this where. I think Joe Budden said he spoke to Tory, and that's when Tory said, you know what, he's now at a status that he knows that he has his family to protect, and he has a lot more to lose in doing something stupid. Ironically, that this mm-hmm. happened after that. But when you do get to that, you know, that when you actually get to the bag, when you actually get to what you're looking for, no one tells you how to keep it. No one tells you to stay out the mix. No one tells you you don't have to carry a weapon now you're out the hood. They kind of just like freestyle. Oh, you got the bag, yeah. Right? Yo, have fun. You fumble it, you end up, you know, either
that's
hurting
it.
Yourself, hurting somebody else, and it's like, no one's with you at that point. It's kind of just like, oh, you got the bag, but you didn't keep it. Oh, well. You know, there's so many ways that they show you how to get to the bag, but they don't show you how to, like, maintain it.
Yeah, they're going to keep it. Yeah. And then once you lose the bag, they want to place it with somebody else.
Right.
It's a terrible industry, man.
Fellas, yeah, what do you say to the claims that there is somebody out there trying to sabotage Tory Lanez?
It's very possible.
I think he himself is trying to put this blame on, like, higher powers that are just trying to bury him. I don't know how a higher power could force you to possibly shoot somebody, but
yeah,
you know,
I think it's just self denial, man, or unable to. You know, trying to push the blame onto something. I feel like, okay, as great as an artist Tory Lanez is, he's not, like, that mainstream to where, like, he just recently got mainstream, yeah, because of the IG lives and stuff, but he wasn't in the mainstream long enough for him to be considered that, because, like, what is the gain for him, what's the gain for him, you know, losing, being out of the limelight? Like, people were literally, his circle and whoever... He's not signed to anybody anymore. He's sort of like a free agent.
He was with Interscope.
Like, yeah, I know he got out of his...
He dropped his last...
He got out, right?
For his contract, and he's out. Yeah, he's independent.
Yeah, he's so independent. I'm like... At the same time, like, everything... So then that's even what I gotta say. Like, that even hits on my point, saying that how, like, the bag was... The ball was in his court. That was his bag. So whatever actions that he did after that point, after he left he dropped after he left Interscope, it was on him, basically. What I'm trying to say is that there's no higher power. If there's no higher power, if you're the guy that's in the driver's seat right now, like, so, you have control of which the fuck you want, who you work with, where you want to go, how you distribute your music. Like, it's on him. It's all him.
Do you guys believe in
the whole concept of course, would that exist?
So do you think,
man, there's a whole election? There's an election in 25 days. There's smear campaigns, there's smear ads going on right now. I could turn on the TV, you're going to see an anti Joe Biden and a pro Trump type shit.
So do you think a smear campaign Trump may have been initiated is anti America? I don't want to bring this to politics.
I wouldn't really call it a smear campaign, just like just Black Twitter just going in. Like Black Twitter always does. I wouldn't call it a smear campaign, just people making comments on information they just received.
Yeah, I can't really call this one a smear campaign, only because, like, it's not like multiple things are coming out against him. He did one thing that is unforgivable. Well, I'm not even going to say he did one thing, but he is being accused of doing one thing that is unforgivable. All signs point to him actually doing it, and people are reacting accordingly. So I'm not sure if this is a smear campaign, but I mean, I guess you can see, you could make an argument, but I don't see it. Or I'm not going to agree with what I see, you know? So that's where I'm at with it.
That's a good point. That's a good point. He tried to frame it as if as soon as he left his label, you know, everyone was against him. Or it seems like the media was portraying him in like a negative light. And it has happened, like, as we saw, I hate to keep mentioning Joe Budden, but when he was saying he was declaring his independence from Spotify, we did see a lot of things start coming up where he said probably a year or two ago about his dog, about, and I think he said it jokingly, about something that he does to his dog. And that's when that was brought to the light. His former ex-wife, how she was saying that Joe Budden put her hands on her, and that wasn't true. And because it lined up with the same time, that timing that he was saying he was leaving Spotify, we were, a lot of people thought it was a smear campaign. So,
you thought it was a smear campaign too. More funny shit, I was actually just listening to that episode in the background before we started this pod.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was, so, like, what you were just saying. Yeah, I know exactly what you were talking about.
I mean, like, smear campaigns
definitely was a smear campaign. Yeah, they definitely do. I'm just saying that for that particular Tory Lanez situation doesn't fall underneath that category.
Yeah,
but smear campaigns definitely does exist.
Right. Yeah, that's, I definitely agree. But yeah, for him to, you know, use smear campaigning as for to justify or to like make himself look better into what he did, yeah, I don't think you're right. That doesn't justify anything that he did. You just fucked up. That's it. Fucked up, Tory.
I mean, as long as
he's about to burst into flames.
As long as somebody's out there listening and believing what he has to say, then he can do what he wants. But hey, the truth will prevail eventually.
That is true.
Very true.
Only time will tell. Until then, Kylie did it, and we're done with the stop. We're done with the stopping.
Facts. or Nosferatu, might have did it. Okay. For all my SpongeBob fans, Nosferatu might have done it.
Yo, I finally picked up who that was recently. I didn't even know who that was. He's like a vampire from like some movie in like the 60s.
Yeah.
Would it never?
No, I think he's from like the 20s. Like he's like he's been around. I only say that because I googled him, because I wanted to make sure if he wasn't in a different show other than SpongeBob.
Yeah, I thought it was the 60s. Yeah, I could be wrong. Nosferatu.
I'm
weak.
Anyway, I'm ready to put this Tory situation behind us, man. We can.
Yeah, this dead and buried. Six feet under.
You guys trying to say, Jiggy? My fault.
Nah, I was saying, yeah, I'm ready to move on.
All right, then we done, man. All right, so what we got on here, man? What we talking about today, y'all?
Ooh, there's a couple of good ones.
Yeah, let me just start. All right, so should we just like start with these questions, huh? Like, we got two of them.
Yeah, those are the questions. I haven't seen. I don't remember what the questions were, but I remember they're like stupid questions. Not stupid questions.
All right, like, so
thought provoking.
All right, so we answer these at the best of our ability. So I'm gonna go with the first one. That's on. All right, is it possible to know a girl is attractive but not be attracted to her? And considering how you both have, you're both in relationships, I suggest you guys tread lightly. I'm talking tippy toe and shit. I'm talking.
He's trying to cancel me every goddamn time.
I'm talking with the knives in my neck right now. I'm
you gotta badly tippy toe and shit.
Facts. All right. So please repeat the question so I know what to tell the police officer when he asks what happened.
Is it possible to know a girl is attractive and not be attracted to her?
Oh my God. You know what's crazy? I watched my words last. I didn't watch my words last time, right? And I got I didn't get a lot of harsh feedback. Some people had their opinions on it. But I don't know. When it comes to wifey, man, I'm trying to pick my words very carefully.
Listen, Mike, I'm opening the corner. You just gotta pass it.
All right. You know what? So yes, I'm gonna say yes to your question, Eon. It's very easy to know, but it's very possible to not be attracted to any attractive woman when you know that you have the most attractive woman in the world. Was that a good one? That was good. No, that was bad.
That was fantastic. That was great.
That was a spot up three. You know, I think that was a.
Right. That was a game winner there.
I don't know if it was a game winner, but I was dribbling the clock. I was taking too long. I didn't know what shot I wanted to do, and I heaved it. It went in.
Shout out to you, man. You get some applause for that.
I got 3 points. I got 3 points for that one. All right.
You did well.
All right. We'll see how that holds up in court.
Do you have anything else to say on it?
No. I'm going to gracefully bow out of this question. And I'm going to let Jiggy, I'm going to pass it off to him, man. Do what you got to do.
All right.
Yeah, man. Say alley-oop.
Yo.
Dude, dunk it off on below.
And you see, I was waiting in the corner. I was trying to knock down a three, but he knocked down a three. I think it's very possible, too. But I guess it's very difficult for a girl, let alone your significant other, to understand that sometimes. For example, we often look at celebrities, right?
About to snitch.
Say,
oh, yeah, I'm not. No. Oh, yeah, I'm bowing out of this one. I'm not.
No. But listen. Oftentimes, we look at celebrities, and we can know they're attractive, right? But that doesn't mean, for example, if you meet them in person, you're going to, try to spit game.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Did I dribble out of bounds?
You don't hear Mike's comments?
I didn't. All right. I'll hear it on the playback.
That's fine.
But,
go ahead.
I think it's sometimes girls think okay, you know what? Wow, she's wearing something dope. They may think that you're physically or sexually attracted to that person when that may not be the case. Oftentimes, I can give a compliment to somebody and keep pushing. I'm scrolling through, I'll see a famous celebrity. Wow, she looks great, and I'll keep scrolling. But oftentimes, I just find it interesting that it's perceived in a way. It's just you want to fuck her, don't you? But no, that's not the case. That's not the case. Exactly. Like Mike said, if you know,
I did not say anything.
And you have the world. listen. Now you put it in a good light. If you know you have the world in your hands and you have an amazing woman in your life, just saying or seeing someone else, I'm fumbling the ball, guys. All right, we're gonna cut this out.
Nice save. Not fresh. We gotta save, man. We're not cutting this out. What you talking about? Some other people know we're cutting shit out. It's more work for me. Go ahead.
Knowing that you have someone that is on your side and is with you, that's beautiful and on your side and has that's willing to ride and die for you, that trumps any type of attraction that you might see someone else has, because that attraction of them looking nice doesn't translate to that appreciation and care that you may have from your significant other. So I thought it was just
nice save.
an interesting way to think about it. Because a lot of guys would be like, yo, like, sometimes girls would be like, yo, you find her attractive. You'd, like, you'd want to run off and, like, bang her and do stuff. Like, nah, like, she just looks pretty. I'm scrolling on the gram. Next. Especially in this microwave era where we see that shit so often. Like, just because one person is attractive, that's not like a, yo, you're going to run away and go, like, go with that person on a getaway.
I feel you. That makes sense. You see, look at you, man. You recovered, man. You recovered and you hit a 40-pointer. Game winner.
Nah, man, that was a little. Right, I just, so, I tripped my way to the fucking basket.
Hey, man, as long as you got the 3 points, man. Now we up by 10. All right. So, yeah, it's definitely possible to see a girl as attractive and not be attracted to her. I'm not in a relationship. I'm not even in a situationship. Not even in a friends with benefits. I'm just chilling.
I beg to differ.
Okay, anywho.
I'm sorry.
There are a lot of attractive girls out there that I've noticed. And I'm like, oh, wow, she's pretty. And then I just move on, you know?
Right. And I guess I'm saying this because oftentimes, like, you can see, like, if you go out to the clubs, Corona, we haven't been to the clubs in a minute. But you can see some guy, like, for example.
I beg to differ. Shut up, Blacklisted. Go ahead.
All right. But,
And up by
Lush. Sometimes you can see some guy that's like,
niggas got an event every weekend. My fault.
This nigga threw a little ad in there. All right. But you can tell when, like, some niggas are a little too thirsty. And, like, they're just like, yo, she's looking bad. I'm going to do this, that, and the third. And, like, so, like, you can just tell, like, when a nigga's just kind of, like, Doing some fuck shit. But it's, like, just because a person is attractive doesn't mean you're going to be attracted to them. I guess that's all I'm really saying.
Damn, you're right. But there are...
they look nice, that doesn't translate to, like, you know, you actually talking to them, meeting them, doing, you know, having a companionship with them.
And there are guys that feel the opposite, but we're not other guys. So there we go.
That's true.
And we go, and we gonna leave it at that.
That's a fact.
Sometimes. All right. Moving on. We try to answer the second question. We keep it rolling. Let's keep the ball rolling. All right. Second question on the docket. It's a complete 180. Don't know what the fuck we were talking about.
It is.
It is basically how can you sneak off and take it? Yeah. How? How can you sneak off?
Oh, this thing.
I don't know who put.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm not gonna let you just ask a random question and have people wondering like, what the hell are they talking about? Do you want to give any background information as to how this question came about and why this question came about?
I think that's on you because I didn't put it there.
I put it there.
I don't ever remember asking a question about sneaking off to take a dump. I'm ready to give a spiel on it, but I've never asked that question.
Okay.
Hey,
okay,
man. Here's a question. I just took whatever we didn't talk about and put it onto the new one.
Okay. So here's
and that was on for 2 episodes straight.
Here's a question: how many times you guys shit in public?
0. Okay. Watch as I get home.
Okay. So I think that's where, I think that's where this question came about, right?
Okay.
So yeah. All right. So this is what happened, right? So I'll give a little background. I'm gonna be vulnerable with y'all, right? This is a little background history, background lesson on, like, my life and stuff, right?
So, here we go.
Around, like, a couple months, every couple months, I do a cleaner. Like, I do a cleanse, like, a 7-day cleanse. And it's these pills that I take, and it cleans out my entire body, right? Now, These pills I like to call devil pills because, you know, the unexpected devil pill. Because at any given time in life, they can tell my body it's time to go, right? It's time to go and take a shit, and you don't really have that much time to react. Like, you don't have time to tell your body, no, like, it's time to go, right? So there's been a couple times where I would be in public, so I'd be at work or I'd be with friends, and, you know, during my cleanse, and my body just all of a sudden, it starts rumbling, starts bubbling, and I'm like, hush. I'm like, oh, no, like, It's time to go, and it's time to go now. And so I think the question came about because we never really know if there's a real good way to dip out in public and to go take a dump.
There is.
Because, you know, because if you say you're going to go to the bathroom and you take longer than maybe 2 minutes if you're a male, and maybe longer than 5 minutes, 6 minutes if you're a female, taking longer than that, it automatically be assumed 2 things. One, you got into a bathroom fight, and we automatically got to come and bail you out. Or two, you're taking a dump in the bathroom in public. And so, and then there's no real good way to come back from that, you know? Because I don't really ever feel comfortable with my friends knowing that they just came back from taking a dump. I don't really want to talk to you. I don't really want you touching the food that I'm touching. Don't want to give you a handshake. Yeah, the mood of the ambiance changes. Like, everything changes afterward. And so I don't really know how we're going to, like, progress moving forward with the night every time, like, somebody comes back from taking a shit. So I think that's where the question comes about. Is there a proper way to depart from your friends, go take a dump, come back, and then not change the ambiance of the night or not become that doo-doo guy? I'll leave it up to you, fellas.
I never try to handle my business in public. Mm-hmm. Only time I ever like doing my business is in the comfort of my home. Right. But that's the only time I ever like. Anytime I ever want to use the bathroom, I'd rather do it in the comfort of my home. But there was this one time too, because the demon pills that you were talking about, the cleanser you did, I was doing it too. And there were times where there was a time where I was at the gym, because when I try to start my day, I go to the gym early in the morning. This is also pre-corona, where I was working out, and I'm like, I was on my last set, final rep.
Oh no.
That was at the gym, right? So my final set, final rep. I was like, yo, like, bruh. So I was, that's my stomach started.
You gotta push through, right?
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I could finish this set, and then I head home. Body was like, nope. So that was the only time I was actually forced to go use the bathroom publicly. But the thing was, both bathrooms was full.
Damn.
So I couldn't use it. So I had to find a will, because it was coming out regardless, to not shart my pants and book it home. Because of those damn demon pills, too.
Seriously. That's nasty.
Sorry.
Well, point is, moral of the story is that I made it home. I made it home intact. You know, that was the only time where I almost used the bathroom in public, but I think it was a sign. Considering that both stalls was full, of the Lord saying like, "Nah, Steve, nah, you gotta do it. You gotta handle your business at home." And I did. I made it.
I do have an experience I do want to say. Well, first of all, when you guys go to the bathroom in public, if you said you never went, do you air, nope. like do you like what do you call it? Do you gravitate or do you put like toilet paper on the seat?
Toilet paper. My quads.
I think you need magnesium for that.
Yeah, my quads are not really strong enough to hover. Like I don't really have that type of ability to just like squat over.
Just levitate for a bit.
And like, and I don't really trust my doo-doo, if that makes sense. Like, this is my fear, right? So my fear is like, it's windy, something like that, you know.
It's drafty.
It gets drafty. There's like a draft. It's like a wind. Like, I don't want the doo-doo to like fall from my butt and somehow the wind pushes it and it ends up inside my shorts or my boxers.
Oh my god.
And then I
what?
And then that really just messes up the whole night. I don't want to be that guy, you feel me? I think that's my biggest fear when it comes to doo-dooing in public. So I just, if I have to do it, I just use a bunch of toilet paper and sit because I don't want.
So,
I'm kind of leads. I'm team toilet paper too.
I'm also team toilet paper, but that leads to actually one of this kind of comes together, where I don't like shitting in public, and one of my greatest fears is actually like you know someone knocking on the door while I'm taking a shit. It just makes me uncomfortable. So one time I was out with my friends. We went to a diner, and I think. Everyone had used the bathroom. I was the last guy to use the bathroom. And so they're waiting for me for us to dip out. We were all in the same car. They're like, yo, hurry up. Yo, where's McGeorge? Yo, they're like, yo, hurry up. Where's Jig? And I was like, yo, gotta use the bathroom real quick. I use the bathroom. I take my shit. And I was like, you know what? Hopefully it didn't take too long. I try to flush the toilet. The shit don't want to flush. I'm just like freaking out. Like, oh, fuck. yo, okay, let me just press it 2-3 more times. It goes down the toilet, but then now the water starts overflowing out the toilet, and I'm panicking. I'm just like, oh, fuck. And I start stepping in this shit. There's water over me, and I just, like, this shit's overflowing. And meanwhile, this nigga behind the door is hitting the door. He's like, yo, bro, hurry up. Yo, we trying to leave. And I'm just like, yo, give me a minute. Give me a minute. I'm just trying to, like, get the plunger. Yo, they had no plunger in the fucking bathroom. I'm here like, yo, is there, like, a broomstick I could do to fucking try to unclog this shit? Bro, long and behold, the shit started flooding out. There was so much water coming out the toilet. All I did is I washed my hands. I closed the door back up. And that's when I was like, bro, let's go. Let's go. He was like, yo, what happened in there? I was like, yo, don't worry about it. Just gotta, we gotta go. And we never went back to that place again.
Oh my God.
And that's.
Damn.
One of my greatest fears right there.
That's not a fear. That actually happened. Oh my God.
Imagine how I was feeling, nigga. I was like.
That's embarrassing, though.
Bro, to be honest, I'd been scared if someone would have asked me, or like, oh, are you using, like, you know, so like an owner of something was like, oh, did you just come from this bathroom? Because how are you going to say, yeah, I clogged the bathroom from taking a shit?
Nah, man, you're leaving it. You let them guess. Nah, man, you made the right move.
Deny. I put my hat down, my hoodie up, and I was like, yo, we out. Ain't nobody had to see my face.
I respect that. I respect the move. You had no choice, man. You know, you were in a lose-lose situation, and you handled it as best you can, man. I only got to give you props for that.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the custodian, though. About to be pissed.
Oh yeah, that shit was messy. That nigga had a... I didn't go back there for a reason. I was like, these niggas gonna have me on the camera walking out from the bathroom.
You know what my biggest fear with doodoo in it is, I don't want to be the guy that people come into the bathroom and be like, God damn. That's my biggest fear. Like, my self-confidence would be destroyed for the night. Like, you know, you ever had that? Which is terrible, bro. Because, like, I used to be that person to, like, intentionally make people feel like shit. No pun intended. But, like, I would don't like... You know how you tell who's taking a dump by their shoes? So, like, I don't want people to go in and be like, yo, it stink, yo. It's that nigga with the Yeezys over there, son. And then I just step out.
Nah, you the worst type and of person, and they see me, bro, rocking Yeezys all day. Are you kidding me?
Yo. Nah, bro. But, yo, you good, bro? Yo, I hate. So I don't want to ever take a dump and be that guy. Like you feel me?
That's why I wait until I get home, man. It's not worth the embarrassment or to be singled out. That's why I wait until I'm home, man.
Yo, when I was in college, somebody says, in the bathroom.
And if they say, hey, yo, it's one of my sisters, man.
I'm weak.
Let me ask y'all a question, right?
What's up?
Let me ask y'all a technical question, right? And Jake, please save your thought, right? So let's say you're like Eon, and you decide, yo, I'm going to save it till I get home. But you really, really got to go, right? And let's say you're on your way home, you round in a corner to get to your house, and you're about to put the key in your door. And for some reason, you know how your body knows that you're home because everything just comes out. So let's say you're about to, like, put the key in the door, and your body, like, can't make it to the toilet. So a little bit of chocolate comes out and ends up on your drawers.
Oh, God.
Did you shit yourself? Yes or no?
Technically, you did. You shat yourself.
You did. So you're going to say yes.
You shat.
Eon, what do you say?
Hey, man, if it comes out, then you shat yourself, bro. Like,
yo, if it comes out, you definitely
shit yourself.
Does it matter if you're in the confines of your own home or no? Like, nah, you shit yourself.
Nah, bro, you shit yourself. Even when you're home, man, you shit yourself.
Even if you're at home, bro, no funny shit. I was in a hotel before, and I was finishing the workout in the gym. I finished my last set, and I sharded myself. I was like two steps to my hotel room, but you know what? It counts. Not proud of that shit.
So, So you stay away from the squat rack when you got to take a dump. You stay away from leg lunges.
Stay away from cardio, period.
Anything to speed up the process.
Doing like one last fucking... I was doing a the chest press. I did the last one. I just said, oh. I had to push for that last one to get it up there, and something came out.
Honestly, I don't know what exercise you can do that would like help you not shit yourself.
Nah.
You know,
I feel like if you do any form of activity, external activity, and it's all just gonna come out.
Nigga,
like,
if you breathe, nah. That shit's gonna come out.
Come out. It's, exactly.
Yeah. Moral of the story is, if you gotta shit yourself, just go home. Just go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The day's done. Like, after that happened, I had a whole other workout to hit. I said, nah, let me just head back to the room real quick.
Nah, I'm gonna take this L. Clean yourself up and shower.
Yeah, that's it.
And then meditate on your failure. Yeah. Try again tomorrow. Yeah. Today never happened.
That's it.
Look at what we're discussing today. We went from Tory Lanez to doodling yourself, man. The range. Like,
hey, man. This podcast, we're 13 episodes in, man. We do what the fuck we want, honestly.
Facts.
I mean, I suppose, man. These are just like random thoughts that we have in our mind, and we've been wanting to talk about it for mad long, and we have.
Yeah. There we go. That's it.
And the people speaking listening, of random don't say you never thought of this too. I'm pretty sure y'all think of it too. We're just
definitely have. That's exactly, it. Man. This is us speaking your thoughts live on Spotify and whatever other platforms we use. Point is, your thoughts out there. That way you don't have to think that am I the only one that thinks about these thoughts? No, we think about it too, man. We experience it. So we're here sharing our thoughts, our experiences with you. That way, you know, you don't feel lonely because you shit yourself too. And Mikey, Jig, before you say I rhymed this shit, I didn't rhyme. All right? let the rap thing down.
Natural born, come on. I actually didn't even catch it. You know what? Now I caught it. Natural born rapper.
Wow.
Yo, what DJ Eon's rapper name?
Not happening. Eon.
Probably Eon.
Eon? Just drop the DJ. Eon.
Yeah.
I'm too tall to be Eon. I'm too tall to be no little.
Eon the Don, man.
Hell no.
Fresh.
Eat Fresh? I think E Fresh or Eat Fresh? Because I feel like we get sued.
E Fresh. Yo, any rapper that calls himself Eat Fresh is a sicko. I would never listen to his music.
Yo, you listen to Eat Fresh? Yo,
Eat Fresh.
Nigga,
oh,
no.
Wow. Whoa.
Yo, that new Eat Fresh just dropped, son. That shit is fire.
That's actually a terrible name. Everyone will ever speak of this again.
Yeah. We would never do that. And I wouldn't let you do that to yourself, Eon.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd sit him down and be like, listen, you gotta change the name, dog. It's not... It'll ring off.
Mike, I know I said fuck you last episode, but just want to say, Jig, Mike, I appreciate you both for, you know, not letting me go through this rap transformation, because... E-Fresh does sound is a terrible name, and I feel glad knowing that both of you won't let this happen.
Nah, bro, we got you.
That's a fact.
All right, so what are we talking about? We should talk. Yo,
struggles of not drinking, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, about that. About that.
Y'all niggas got an addiction.
We have issues, bro. We have issues. Last weekend was terrible. So I drinking from Thursday to Sunday. So
nigga, you had some water?
It's terrible.
At least?
No. I don't think so.
I mean, isn't liquor sort of kind of water? Like a little bit? No? So right. I guess so?
All right. I feel like Eon's being very modest here, right? So I'm gonna go and I'm going to go a little more in depth about our struggles trying to stop drinking here. So last week we went to a brunch. Shout out to Up Echelon. As if y'all haven't heard me say it for like the past 10 episodes. Shout out to them. All right. So we went to a brunch and me, Eon, our boy Skills, shout out to Skills, our boy Fuego Moore, shout out to Moore. We just decided, like, I don't know, some way, somehow, we were talked into buying bottles for the table. So we bought bottles. There were two decent Douce-sized bottles, and, you know, we finished the bottles, and we just decided that, not we decided, but it wasn't enough. Like, we still needed more after those bottles. So that at that moment, I realized, yeah, it was an issue. It was an issue. So
yeah, considering like even before we went to the brunch, prior to the brunch, man, we also went out that weekend, to our favorite spot.
What? I don't know. This nigga Mike is not on mute.
What do you mean? Word. Oh, no. The audio is, like, my audio was on mute, but, like, y'all could still hear me say that.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Hey, more work for me to edit out.
No. It's the benefit of having a new mic, you know, so it comes with
features. Oh, so we can hear you, but...
Yeah, y'all can hear me, but the audio actually will not hear me.
Just the same way.
Yeah. So I'm going to be able to mute a lot, like, when I'm not talking, like, you're just going to hear nothing. New mic with a new mic! You're the best! I thought you knew, Mike! Woo! All right, I'm go back with me.
All right, so back to the story, man.
That's going to be a tag.
Thursday, me and Mike, we hung out, got some drinks. Friday, me and Mike and my older sister, we pulled up, got some more drinks. Saturday was the brunch. Sunday, I went out again to another brunch, and then I was out later with a friend, got even more drinks. Point is, during those 4 days... We basically drank a lot.
And a hoe, but...
Wow. Point is, we drank a lot, all right? And so the goal was to not drink. Like, damn. For the rest of the month.
Damn, I think
it's it's terrible. No, it is because, like, no, it's terrible. It's terrible because whenever... One thing that I don't know is, like, we tried this before. We've definitely passed, but, like, when we hang out, and not drink. It's the worst experience ever, Zed.
Wow. Eon and I, right? So we found out something very important in our relationship, that our friendship is built on alcohol, man. Yo, so back in March, we decided that we were going to take a cleanse for the month, like he just said, man. And I went over to his crib, and we were just hanging out. We had nothing to say to each other. Like we were literally just sitting there for like an hour, just not saying a word to each other. And everything we said was like one sentence, and then the conversation was done, man. And it was like, it was to the point where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go home.
Yo, bro, this nigga Mike left my crib like he just clocked out of work, my nigga.
Why?
I got home before 6 p.m.
But you know, there's something to be said with that.
It's just evolution of our friendship. Because mind you, like, I've known Mike for 11 years now.
Right. Yeah.
it's ridiculous, like, how we, you know, we're chilling and we cannot drink, and because we don't drink, we can't really have a formal conversation, which is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's damn.
Y'all need another cleanse.
And and that's what brings me to my next story.
Oh no.
I am at home on Friday night enjoying a calm Friday evening in the crib. Guess who gives me a phone call late Friday night? Not late, but like around 7, 8-ish. Guess who I get a phone call from? You, DJ Eon, right? And he calls me and he says, yo, let's get a bottle of Henny and Coke and let's link in my crib. And I said... Wait, hold on. What's going on for the rest of the month? And then I forget what he said, but I think it's along the lines of, "You, we sober for 5 days. That's an accomplishment." I think we should toast to that.
That's funny.
And I look at my phone and I said, Eon. What? He said, look, when's the last time you drink? I said, Saturday. He said, oh, it's Friday. That's 6 days. That's an accomplishment. That seems like a month to me. Wait, what?
It felt like a month.
Damn. So did you toast to it?
Hell yes!
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. What you talking about?
You're goddamn right we did, man.
Bro, what you talking about?
I left my house and got a bottle of Henny so fast. And sure enough, man, the month was over.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think we did pretty well, honestly.
Honestly, man, six days a month.
Same thing. Potato.
I can't tell the difference.
Tomato. Nah, hell no.
30 days, 6 days.
Same shit. Yeah.
Listen,
right?
Must be. Yeah. Before anybody judges me, I need to see your law degree, all right? I need to know when you went to law school, became a judge. Because only God and an actual judge can judge me, all right?
Hey, man, I've accepted my imperfections. There's not many of them, so I kind of like this perfection. Makes me feel nice.
And I think we should toast to that.
Yeah, damn right. Yo, let's get out the bottle.
I'm weak.
Oh, God.
Yo, you know something I've been laughing about on Instagram lately? So, you know Offset and Cardi B broke up, right? Well, they got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they filed
Offset. Offset has been having the funniest captions in the world.
Nigga misses,
because he obviously misses Cardi. But this nigga's been saying shit like, I miss my grandma.
Bro, he was listening. Bro, I saw this one. I know exactly what you're talking about. Because I saw he was listening to Favio. You know how when Favio comes on, you gotta hit that step. Feel me?
Yeah.
He was doing the same shit. He was like, yo.
That was smooth L.
That's pretty clean. And like, Cardi taught him well.
No, I'm saying that was Smooth L, the song he was listening. He was listening to Apollo.
Listening to Apollo?
Yeah.
Oh, my fault.
It was Smooth L.
Oops.
Yeah.
Right. Don't get me wrong, it was smooth Apollo too, but it was.
Yeah. The point is, you still gotta hit the two step to that shit, though. New Apollo, yeah. Favio, Pop Smoke, you gotta do your thing. And he was doing that shit. So I'm like, yeah, you can tell he misses Cardi. But I'm like, how many chances are you gonna blow it, bro? Damn.
Cardi was in the video.
Hold up.
Yeah, she was.
Like, I think they're still chilling and doing stuff together since they have kids. But, you know, it's just like, oh yeah, a kid.
And her birthday just passed. Happy birthday, Cardi.
Happy birthday, Cardi. But for example, Offset just tweeted this and I thought it was mad funny. He was like, apple juice is the superior juice. I don't see how y'all drink an orange juice. And in the comments, everybody's just like, yo, you miss Cardi, huh?
I think they were just together this past weekend. He bought a whole car and shit. Man, fuck niggas get everything.
That's a fact.
Nah. Well, we don't know what they divorced about. I just thought it was funny. Laughing at Offset's pain.
It's hilarious. Hey, man. It's always funny to laugh at a fuckboy's pain. Like, look at Future, son. He had an A1 girl in Lori Harvey, and that shit done.
I mean, my theory is, I think Lori Harvey dumped him.
I think, yeah, that's what I think. Lori Harvey is just as toxic as Future.
She looks like she plays niggas. Like, she just like, yo, buy me everything that I want, and she just dumps you. That's the type of girl she looks like.
She got a whole fucking playbook for niggas to just fuck over and shit. Facts. You know, and I can't knock that. I gotta respect the hustle, you know? Like... The same as always, niggas ain't shit. There you go. There's eight shit woman right now. But like I said, man, I'm not gonna knock her, man. She doing her thing. If she gets free shit, she gets free shit.
That's a fact.
Can't say don't hate the player, hate the game. She a champion right now. She playing on critical mode. Shout out Kingdom Hearts. she not playing in critical mode, bro.
Nah, she is.
She got the cheat codes and everything.
She got everybody in her DMs.
Except me.
Same.
And me.
I mean, I haven't hit it yet. I probably should.
Oh, wow.
See where that goes.
Oh, wow. That is a bold statement.
Pull up for 40 with your shorty.
I'm gonna do the same thing Quavo did. Put that snowflake emoji.
Oh, I'm weak. Yeah, I've been seeing that everywhere.
Bro, I've been seeing that shit everywhere too, so that shit had me weak, son.
What did he say? He said, I'm your icy what?
I'm your ice. I'm your ice boy.
You so icy, I'm a glacier boy.
Well, yeah, there you go. Bro. And then I've seen, and niggas was trying that all week. Yeah. To no avail. Everybody was failing. It's like, no funny shit. Those memes had me Google how much a Birkenback cost. I'm like,
oh.
That's niggas' salaries right there. So I'm like, like $100,000 for a Birkenback. I'm like, damn. If a nigga asks for a PS5 and you ask for a Birkenback in return, that's not fair. It's like, because that's nigga salaries combined and shit. I'm like, damn! For a purse?
Yeah, it's serious, man. It's serious. Stupid. And the worst part is that that's like becoming like the expectation now. Like, ain't no way you're going to get a $45,000 bag.
Dollar fucking bag.
As off the rip. Like, you got to earn that. You got to be wifey to earn that. You might get like a little K Spade, you know, a little Michael Kors there, but you want the full on Birkin? You got to chill out, homie. Chill out.
Swallowing the fuck out, son. Bruh.
Super fat.
I'm on the website right now. It's just not even, yo.
My stupid ass.
A fucking 1K for a fucking wallet.
Man, we talking about Birkin bags, bro.
Niggas is selling.
Yeah, I'm before even the bags, I'm looking at the accessories. I'm just like, yo, let's see.
First of all, if I got a Birkin wallet, I might just break up with my girl, son. If I get a bag and she just get me a wallet.
Bro, they sell. Bro, they sell like a Birkin Q-tip for like $800, bro. Like
a Q-tip?
A Birkin Q-tip for $800.
I'm weak.
The fuck are you gonna do with a Q-tip?
Clean your ears.
Clean your ears, that's it. Throw it away.
But what?
For $800, I better not have no wax in my ear for about a year.
Nah, to the rest of my fucking life. What you talking about? About to retire with no wax in my ears.
These niggas charging $600 for a hat?
Damn.
It'd be like that. I'm off this, man. It'd be like that.
Hey man, I don't even like spending $30 on myself. I won't buy.
Bro, I went to the corner store, fucking paid $9 for a sandwich. I was like, what? Check it again.
I get tired. There's something about spending money on myself that irks me. Which makes no sense because it's my money. But I don't like spending it on myself.
Now I'm like that too. I like spending it on other people, but not myself.
Yeah, I have no issue spending money on other people. So when it comes to myself, man, like, I got food at home.
I could just
do laundry. I don't need these sneakers, man. These sneakers still work.
I encourage both of you to keep that same mentality, only because that used to be me for a very long time, and then once I decided to start treating myself, I haven't stopped since. And it's a very, very, very hefty, expensive mindset to have. Once you start loving yourself to the point where you want to treat yourself, oh my God. Everything you tell yourself, yep, I need it, I earned it, I deserved it. And then pretty soon, you have a freaking pet tiger in the backyard because you thought that you've earned it. So,
oh shit, tiger. Mike Stay Tiger Bust.
No. But no. I tried it. We failed.
Hey man.
But yeah.
Dickhead.
You miss a bunch of the shots you don't take, right?
I mean, that's a fact, man. Hold on, where's my switch sound effect? There we go.
Yeah, it's about to break that shot, but okay. Appreciate the switch.
It's all right. But yeah. Keep that mentality as long as you possibly can.
Alright, man. We'll try. We're not getting any younger.
See, I was gonna apply that to how, you know, Eon spits game, but no, he doesn't. Wow. So
Thank you.
You see, that's how you spit game, by not doing it. Come on, he doesn't get it.
Alright. The PS5 comes in a month, man. If y'all want that breaking bag in the future, PS5 comes out next month, get me a PS5. And I'll think about getting you a breaking bag. I'll think about it.
I don't know if that's an even exchange, but okay.
It's not. But that's why I say I'll think about giving you the breaking bag.
How much is the PS5?
It's like $400.
$400-something. I got getting it.
Of course I'm getting it, man. What the hell?
I don't play games like that, so I don't really see the point in getting it. I mean, I might use it for like Netflix or something.
I've been playing.
And you see, I have my PS4 for that, so what's the point of getting the PS5?
I've been Team PlayStation since Jake put me on when we were kids.
The graphics on the PS5 look beautiful. So that's probably the reason I'll get it, but I don't play games. So what am I really getting it for, you know?
I play games, so I'm going to buy it, or somebody's going to get it for me. Actually, I didn't even get my PS4 if I think about it. It was a gift. Point is, PS5 will be in my hands eventually.
So if you're not going to buy it, someone's going to buy it for you, does that mean you have a sugar mom?
Or a girlfriend.
Or a lady interest. A lady of interest.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. When the PS5 is in my grasp, I will come back on the podcast and I shall explain. Until
Eon,
then,
we gotta have a baby mom. We gotta have a girlfriend reveal party for Eon.
Wow. About to start a trend, the girlfriend reveal.
Eon's gonna probate his girl, man.
Oh, gosh. Alright. I'll take it back. I hate y'all niggas again. Hey, both of y'all.
Yo. Do we have anything else on the docket?
Nah, we just hit everything, bro.
What?
Yeah,
that was everything. Mm. Yo, anybody say anything about the Mugood vibrators?
Violet gave me a look.
Oh, God.
No, I didn't get any response on the Mugood vibrators as of yet. I'll keep you on the lookout for that. But if I had to project what I think the reception will be about the vibrators, I'm going to say it's a bad idea. But hey, man, look, if somebody likes it, Eon, you may have a future business on your hand. You know.
Shit.
Hey, man, the goal is to make multiple streams of income. That's the plan. And if that works out, it works out, you know?
You know, it comes to mind. I picture Eon going door to door, just like, "Hi, I'm a vibrator salesman."
I'm not going door to door. First of all, I don't like people that much to be going door to door, man. I will post it on my account. Link in the bio. There you go. Link in the bio.
Link in the bio for a vibrator. Wow.
Nah, that's sick.
for merch.
Link in the bio for vibrator.
For merch, man. Merch.
That's sick.
It's for merch, man. We're going to do all our merches, but the vibrator will be the centerpiece, all right? We're the You Good Podcast, brought to you by Syndicated Entertainment. The vibrators will be the centerpiece, because at the end of the day, when the vibrators are done being used, we will ask them, "You good? See? The vision, it fits. It's perfect."
That's not my vision.
This is all endorsed by Eon, and Eon only. Mike, stay blessed. And I don't know about Jiggy, but
Jiggy Juice.
Yeah, we do not endorse this.
No, we do not. We are not partnered with LLC for the vibrator business.
Nah, man. Yeah, y'all missing out, son. That's. Come on, bro. Come on, my brothers. Like, you're not seeing the vision. Like, you're not seeing this can be.
The day somebody comes up to you and asks for a vibrator, Eon, I will give you $100.
Make it $200, and we got a deal.
All right, I'll put up $100 too.
Yeah, make it $200 and we got a deal.
I said $200. I put in $100 too. $200 from each of us. No, $100 from each of us. That's $200.
All right, bet. So we gotta get our all right, so season finale is coming up, so we gotta get our merch ready. Like, just sample merch.
If somebody sample that shit, you don't want it back. Get the fuck out of here.
No, sample merch means that we have a limited amount.
What is that? What's that? You ever seen a TV show and it's like before the show starts, they're like, "The feelings expressed in this promotion do not reflect all of the views and opinions of everybody in Syndicated Entertainment." So yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you mean that shit was just like viewer discretion. What does it say?
Listener discretion advice.
Discretion.
Yeah.
I think you can't talk today.
Nah, man, it's a Sunday, man. We all chilling.
The fact, man.
So I was sleeping all day. So it's Sunday.
Yeah, I got this mean crick in my neck, bro. I can't look to the right side. Like, I have to rotate my whole fucking body to fucking look at something.
You have to dutty wine to get the kink out. The crick out.
I got a dutty what?
You have to dutty wine.
That's on my waist, nigga. I'm talking about my neck.
No.
No, yeah.
Dutty wine.
Have you seen a dutty wine dance, bro? It's basically... it's mainly head movement, too. Like, very aggressive head movement.
I'm going to send you a video, and if you decide to Duddy Wine to get the All right. We don't need all of that.
Oh, you don't? No.
We don't need all of that.
All right, I'm done.
But yeah, we're gonna send you a video, and if you decide to do it, we need you to record that so we can put it on the syndicated page, just so
content.
We need more content.
I am super good.
All right, pussy.
Hey man, you might as well just take the insult, bro. Otherwise, you just gotta do it. Alright, y'all. Do we have anything else to add, or we gonna?
I have one more thing I need to add. This is for you, Eon. But this is one more thing I need to add. It's for Eon. But this is gonna be like our outro type of music. We're gonna talk over it. You feel me? Ready? All right. So we're gonna talk about it. I mean, we're gonna listen to it, and then we're just gonna like give our goodbyes while the song is playing. All right. This is for my friend Eon. This is a song that Eon has been listening to for the past couple of days. He's been getting him in his bag.
He's been in my fucking bag, son.
Yeah, man. Up in your room once again. Can you please let Jimmy out sing me? It's the
truth, but I can't.
All right. Don't tell my friends
that I'm here song. To visit. Listen, ever since I heard this song on my anniversary.
Oh my god.
I knew that this guy could give me on the song. For you, even you speaking from a place of hurt. Baby, even
when you leave me. I want to find Jimmy, and I just want to give him a handshake, a hug. I want to let him know that everything is going to be okay. Man,
yo, facts.
Yeah. This guy, man. Listen to this.
Judge me for sure.
You know the vibes.
You do me wrong, but it feels right. I can't say I love
you. Yeah, man. This was a good part, fellas.
Yeah. This was a good one.
I like these parts, man. We didn't really have like much like actual concrete stuff to talk about, so like, you know, we had questions that's been on our mind. You feel me?
I feel you. Oh, alright, man.
That's a fact.
I'm about to get my bag again. This has been another episode of the You Good Podcast brought to you by Syndicated Entertainment, man. This is your boy DJ Eon, and I'm back in my bag.
It's your boy Mike Stay Blessed, and please listen to that new Jimmyon EP, man. When it's all said and done. That, oh my gosh, he really smoked it. He really smoked that one.
That shit hits. It's your boy McJiggy in the Cut, aka Sad Jiggy, because you're going to be listening to Jimmyon too.
And this, man, we out, man. Things all wait, nah. Yeah, we done.
Look how Eon's mood just switched.
Nah, man, I'm outside.
There was no type of energy in that goodbye, man. All right, y'all. We gonna highlight y'all next time, man.
Peace.
Yeah, man. Peace.